The cannabis community is a diverse set of people from all walks of life, conservative and liberal, black and white, straight and gay, rich and poor, and everyone in between. Learn more about the people we are freeing from adult marijuana prohibition in our cannabis community chat.
Welcome back, everybody. Joining us on the phone, we have Bob Blake, a hemp farmer here in the great state of Oregon. And Bob, welcome to the show.
Well, Russ, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And is it true that you're one of the 13 licensees in this state?
Actually not, Russ. There may be a misunderstanding. I'm very supportive of the 13 licensees. My lawyer, Michael Hughes, is one of the 13, and his business partner also is one of the 13, and I'm highly supportive of them and have been involved in trying to keep the hemp program, the industrial hemp program, open and alive and vibrant in the state.
Yeah, and that's been subject to some controversy here in the state of Oregon. They stopped issuing new hemp permits, and maybe you can give us some insight on what's going on with Oregon's industrial hemp.
What we met with the state, Lindsay Ang, she's the woman in charge at the ODA, the Oregon Department of Agriculture, and she felt that the statutes and the rules, they had not been given sufficient direction from the legislature, and they felt that they needed to shut down the program, and so they stopped issuing licenses. I was hoping that they would work in the gray zone to create more of an opportunity, and I just don't think the state is willing to do that. My gut instinct says there's a lot of discussion within the government, and I don't have any proof of this, mm-hmm. between the various entities, the Oregon, the OHA, the Oregon Health Authority, the OLCC, the Liquor Commission, which is doing the commercial or the recreational or adult use, however we want to say it, the OHA, which has the medical dispensary and cannabis program. And when a lot of the hemp farmers began to start talking about growing hemp for industrial CBD use, I think that wasn't their vision. I think they wanted it to do for maybe material to make clothing or, mm-hmm. or rope or other things. But yeah. I don't think they saw the hemp designed to be done for producing CBD.
Yeah, and that's an interesting twist in this is that, you know, for the longest time, we've kind of existed as if there are four camps of marijuana. There's recreational marijuana, there's medical cannabis, there's industrial hemp, and there's spiritual ganja, like these four, I don't know, legs of a table or something, right? And science now is showing, I read a recent article that was talking about everything we know about sativa and indica is wrong. Like, we really don't, you know, genomically, we're starting to find out what these things really are. And now there's this talk about, you know, hemp being harvested and maybe cultivated for CBD properties. There's some controversy around that as well. Can you give us your perspective?
I wish I was more of a scientist. I've been told by most that the CBD produced within hemp is virtually the same as what's produced in cannabis, if you will. I just think all of it has been artfully genetically combined. And I know that we have on our farm, our medical cannabis farm, we're growing a lot of quote Charlotte's Web, mm-hmm. which is very high CBD content. And it certainly looks more like hemp than it does cannabis. But I don't know. I don't know scientifically. I'm depending on, Michael Hughes, who has one of the licenses in Oregon, to help prove all this out. And we get it scientifically tested and see what the benefits are. We have certainly a number of patients in our dispensaries. I have one dispensary in Bend that another one hopefully opening in Hillsboro. I can't wait to see if we have the same effects with the hemp-produced CBD, if we can get it into the medical dispensaries.
Yeah, the controversies about hemp-derived CBD. There's some companies that are doing it now and say it's legal in all 50 states, and there's been a lot of, you know, some negative reports on this that I've covered. And Project CBD says that cannabidiol being extracted from hemp might be problematic in that hemp is so phytoremediative, it's going to suck up all the toxins in the soil and such, that maybe that's not the most cost-effective way to go about it. What have you found as far as on that angle of it?
I honestly am not a hemp professional. I was out in the state trying to help the hemp industry and to coexist with the cannabis industry.
Okay.
And I really don't have the science. It's something that I'm curiously interested in. But Russ, I don't mean to suggest that this is a, I wish I knew more. I just can't answer that question. What I've tried to do is promote things politically in the state to open it up, because the benefits that we've seen with our patients, with our cancer patients, using pure concentrate oils is so significant that just a quick story. We've had six patients who've actively followed our protocol, and we don't produce all of the oil. Some of it we get from a really good gentleman named Toby Fueling. He produces some really fine oil, both a heavy in CBD, kind of the diol, as well as THC. And he goes by the name HSO, and it's Organja. He's great company. We've given that to a number of our patients. And we produce our own oil as well. And what's really, really interesting is the six patients we've had, they all come to us with stage 4 cancer. Yet, they all are in remission now. Every single one of them. That's what's amazing to me. And the dozens who say, I just don't know. My doctor doesn't say what to do. And I said, well, this is our experience. The other ones, and I say this publicly to everybody, every single other person who I've talked to, who do not follow the protocol, God bless them, but they have died.
That's
the most amazing thing I found about this entire industry. So if we can produce hemp and CBD on a widespread basis without the contaminants that you suggested, I think that's the way to go. But I'd like to give the Stanley Brothers a run for their money and have a large Oregon produced CBD.
I would like to see that too, and Mr. Hughes is in the chat room as well, and points out that part of this would be not getting CBD from the stalks. Like, you wouldn't be harvesting male hemp to try to get it from stalks, but you'd be using female hemp, hemp flowers, non-intoxicating, because a lot of people have this misconception that hemp is male and pot is female. No, there's male and female pot and male and female hemp. It's just in pot you want females and hemp you want males, but maybe not for this flower situation if you're trying to get CBD out of it.
Correct. I agree. I thought that they were only. In fact, I know that Mr. Hughes Michael has called all the males out of the population.
Yeah,
that I do know.
So. And that's an interesting area of focus, and I'm really interested to see how that turns out, and if we are able to get medical benefit of it. Because to me, it helps to blur the lines. To make it so that we can get access to these things. And let me bring in Stephanie, who's in our studio right at the moment. And Stephanie's been working on this a little bit as well. What can you tell us about this?
Well, I've studied both on the industrial hemp side and on the medical cannabis side. What I wanted to point out was the recent studies that have come out about all of the components of the medicinal cannabis plant, and the fact that it's not CBDs alone that are necessarily helping. And if you look at Charlotte's Web and the analytics behind it, there are several more cannabinoids in that structure right there. All of these things work together symbiotically to provide healing effects to the body. So my question would go back to industrial hemp. Whenever I'm talking to patients, we talk about agriculture dietary hemp providing all of your amino acids, all of your omega-3s and your omega-6s in the exact portion. All of these, other health benefits are in this dietary hemp. So when I talk to patients, I usually suggest that they eat the hemp for the proteins and the stuff like that, but that they stick with the medical cannabis side. And I think that's kind of what he's talking about here when he's talking about getting it out of the stalk versus the seed, because the stalk is fiber. You're really going to be able to produce a potent CBD out of the part of the plant that is for making cannabis.
Yeah. Good point. Good point. Thanks, Stephanie. And anything you want to add to that, Bob?
Yeah, I would agree with Stephanie that whole total symbiotic or entourage effect is incredibly important. And what we've done with our oils is to try to combine it with as many plants as we can. The thing about the CBN and the CBN and the other CBGs and the other non-psychoactive cannabinoids, we just try to mix them up to get as broad a profile in our oils to give to patients. And I agree with everything Stephanie said. I just know that CBD is so hard to come by that hemp is just the potentially a huge source for it. And that's what I was really emphasizing is, gosh, can't we just get a huge source of it? Because it's a damn hard plant to grow compared to a regular cannabis plant. It's just a very finicky, very sensitive plant.
We're speaking with Bob Blake, who is a businessman and dispensary owner. You say you've got, what, two dispensaries now, or is it just the one?
Two licensed, but we're waiting on a result in Hillsborough. The city council's voting on our dispensary. We have a distance issue with an active use park.
Gotcha. And October 1st is coming quickly. And how is that boding for you as being able to sell to all adults?
Well, the OHA has come out with specific requirements that you need to report and file certain papers with them. But it looks like if you meet those filing requirements and you follow their rules, you will be able to sell flower, just flower, to eligible people over the age of 21.
Right on. Quarter ounce of flower, seedlings and seeds as well. Is that something you're looking to get out to the recreational community?
We're not as, in our dispensaries, we don't do as much of that as others. I think others who have larger grow operations and whatnot than I do probably will do that more than I will. I will provide for our patients and other clients the flower for sure.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for what you're doing and for, you know, investigating this very critical area of medical marijuana, this idea of hemp flower for CBD. I'm sure more people will be taking a look at that. Good luck, and let us know. Keep in touch. Let us know how it turns out.
And thank you for your work.
Oh.
But you, having just learned about you, you've done a tremendous job with everything you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Promoting the industry. So thank you.
I do what I can. And join me at the Oregon Medical Marijuana Business Conference this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Actually, Saturday and Sunday at the Hilton in downtown Portland. We'll be recording the speakers and the panels. So I'll also have plenty of interviews for you when we get back. When we come back, we've got the anti-drug public service announcement of the day, followed by the debunking of Oregon's Project Sam. Sometimes it's like playing T-ball here.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of